Code reads thus: whoever being in any manner entrusted with property or with any dominion over property dishonestly misappropriates or converts to his own use that property or dishonestly uses or disposes of that property in violation of any direction of law prescribing the mode in which such trust is to be discharged or made, which he has made touching the discharge of such trust, or willfully suffers any other person to so do, commits criminal breach of trust. Now, there's also possibly the offense of conspiracy. Section 91, section 96(1) of the Penal Code is agreed to do or cause to be done A, an illegal act, or B, an act which is not legal by illegal by illegal means. Such agreement is called a criminal conspiracy. Now, we want to make the point that Atiku does not enjoy immunity simply because he is a presidential candidate. And we're saying this because we understand that the law enforcement agencies may be reluctant to act simply because of the perception of persecution of a presidential candidate that this may evoke. However, facts are sacred. The facts so far presented to the world clearly indicate that Abubakar has a case to answer. He has an explanation to make. In other climes when such serious allegations arose, in the middle of campaigns, the law enforcement agencies acted decisively. You may recall that in 2016, in the middle of campaigns for the exalted office of the President of the United States, the of private emails against Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State. In fact, the case was referred to the Justice for likely prosecution few weeks to actual voting. Though she was later cleared, it has restated that a sane and dispassionate system never allowed such side talks to dissuade, to distract them from initiating a process of investigation. That is all we are asking for. It is the minimum expected of in a constitutional democracy. That is what we call authorities to do in the case of Alhaji Atiku Abubakar. He has to be arrested, to be invited. He's not God. He's not. He doesn't enjoy immunity because he's a candidate. He must be invited. Now, we also made the point that all monies should be recovered from the Marine Float account. They should go back, whoever took money from there. The issue of the Marine Float account is not new to Nigerians. In the voice note, Alhaji Atiku Abubakar can be heard boasting that the issue of that account was thoroughly investigated by the EFCC, yet he was smart enough to escape. However, we note that in 2006, at the height of public quarrel between Obasanjo over the sharing of money, the same PDP, and I'm sure you all have seen it, the same PDP officially asked Atiku to refund 100 million naira. President Obasanjo and Atiku ran it that Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu was toiling hard, very hard, beautifully and meticulously laying the foundation to rebuild Lagos. Two criminals were stealing money in Abuja at that same time. That following these revelations, it becomes clear that some of the government members of SPS when they ran Nigeria aground. So anytime they come on air again and say, you know what, between 2009, you mean the SPVS? That's what you tell them. You mean the special purpose years. That Vice President Obasanjo and Atiku deprived the good people of Lagos State their local government monthly allocations, even after this disagreement over monies they both stole in the SPV accounts at that time. We also call for the protection of the whistleblower.
There you go, Festus Keyamo and the other APC guys. Dele Aleke spoke, Fanny Kyrie also spoke. But let's leave you with Festus. They started by saying that when the issue of drug case came up, the entire media was awash with it. People calling for this, calling for that. And now some information has surfaced on Atiku Abubakar, and they would like for Nigerians to hear about it as well. The PDP has responded, by the way, albeit maybe unofficially. Dino Milaye was on TV all through yesterday responding to this. This is some of the things that he said.
So you do not even need the permission of Atiku Abubakar to investigate him. So we are not afraid of investigation because it's the most investigated Nigerians. And if you investigate him time and time again, it will come out clean. The man that is supposed to be arrested and prosecuted is the one that has been indicted already of being a drug baron. And there's a certified court indictment that money was confiscated, money was taken away from him. He's the man that has first code of conduct before. He's the man who bled Lagos to nothing.
Dino Melaye responding to some of the claims of the APC yesterday. Let me come to you, Lagos. So I've got a couple of areas that I would love for us. You can speak to any of other matters regarding this topic, yeah. But I've got these other areas as to whether you feel these are distractions to the main issues. Do you feel that the parties at this juncture, where we are 38 days to the February 25 elections, what you want to hear? Is this what you want to hear? Is this the kind of conversation that you want to be having with your candidates or supporters of your candidates or amongst your supporters, you, your fellow supporters? Is this the kind of conversation you want to hear now? Or you'd like for them to focus on issues? You'd like for them to intensify on enlightening the people on their plans for 2023? Or you'd rather anybody accused of anything should step down or step aside or be arrested or be prosecuted? Frankly speaking, I can't speak for you. I can only ask these questions as to what is your position on APC, PDP, mudslinging, fighting in public over their different candidates. Your candidate is a thief. Your candidate is a thief as well. Your candidate is ill. You people are sick too. Most thinking everywhere. I mean, what do you want from your candidate? Are you impressed by, is this what you term politics? Because to them, this is politics to them. It's important to them. That's why every one of them is fighting to demarket the other party. Because ultimately, they are doing all of this because of your vote. It's because of you. They are doing this because of your vote. Does this matter to you? If it matters to you, fine. It's okay. I mean, you may want answers as well. It's your right to demand for answers. If it doesn't matter to you, if it's something else that matters to you, then let's know. 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. Or call our smart number 0700-993-993-993. We've got a line strictly for female callers, and the telephone line is 01-465-7190 for female callers and female callers only. 01-465-7190. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Morning to you. Please join up for radio. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Ada. I'm calling from Lekki.
Welcome, Ada. Welcome.
Okay. So I think it's normal for politicians to always throw that.
Oh, my. I lost Ada's call. Ada, thanks. Do try and call me back, though. I'd like to hear from you. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How was your night, sir?
It was okay, ma.
This is Josh. See, all those secrets they are bringing out to Nigeria, any Nigeria that said they don't know the havoc these people are doing to this country, that means they are lying to themselves. But I know that one day God is going to bring all of them and judge them.
Joy, does this matter to you in deciding who you want to vote for?
Me that they should go after them. Both those who are saying this,
they should be prosecuted.
But all of them, they should bring them unto justice. But now, these two people, they are failed. They are both criminals. Thank you.
Well, according to the two of them, they've called themselves that. So, yeah. I would say that since they've referred to themselves that, yeah, it's fair play. It's fair game. Good morning to you.
Morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Lucky Lola from Magbo.
Welcome.
both of them are just the same. What Keyamo is saying won't and can't hold waters at all. APC is looking for a cheap way to win election. Atiku must remain in this context. No cheap victory for anybody at all. I don't like the two parties. I don't even like them at all. But no cheap victory for anyone. Come to think of it, even with the video, audio, soft and hard copy evidence, Sheriff, nothing will happen. This is Nigeria, not at this time. Take it away.
Let me wait. Don't drop it. Oh, it's gone. Because you're saying nothing will happen. I want to ask you yourself, would you have loved for something to happen? It's a different thing when you believe nothing will happen, but then this is what you want happen, right? I mean, that's what we're talking about. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
My name is Patience.
Welcome.
This APC, I'm still talking about it again because why didn't they brought those issues in?
Okay.
Election is about to in 38 days.
So the reason is that a whistleblower, in quotes now, came out to reveal some things about the PDP candidate. That's why. Do you understand what I'm saying? Candidate? You said what?
What about the APC candidate? All the things that has been happening in this Lagos, everybody's aware. So whether they like it or not, in fact, Nigerians are waiting for them. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too, for calling me. I only answered your question why you said, why are they just coming out now? Tony is on Skype. Let's speak with him. Tony, hi. How are you doing, Tony?
Yeah, I'm okay. Mr. Sharp, you were trying to ask Lucky Lola a question, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Does he want something to happen? Personally, for me, the day something begins to happen to these people, Nigeria will be great. Seriously. But I'll give you one example.
Tell me.
I don't know if you've been following up. There is this guy called George Santos in the US.
Okay.
People voted for him based on what he was saying, what he would do in the House. But do you know that the same set of people are coming out to say, please resign? Why? Because everything he told them while he was campaigning about his himself, his job, his school, they are all lies. So why would I believe you if you get there? How would I believe that whatever you've told me you're going to do, that you're going to do it, you're going to keep to your word?
Right.
So in as much as we want them to speak on the issues, the integrity of these people, whatever they've done in the past, also matters.
It matters.
But we live in a country where we always ask the question, who is going to enforce the law? When would that judgment?
You know, Tony, it's funny because even the people that would vote for these politicians, they really do not care. What we care about more, in some quarters, they will say it's about where this person is from. That's a tribal leaning of this person or the religion of this person. It appears that those are our major concerns in this part of the world.
Yeah. Mr. Sherry, you are very much right. And that's why I keep telling people, like, when we talk, we are quick to, like, we are quick to compare U.S. and Nigeria together. Do you know, there was supposed to be a red wave in December. I'm sure you saw that.
Yeah.
But the red wave didn't happen. Why? Because even the Republicans themselves, they didn't vote for the Republicans because of just one issue, the abortion law. They never said, oh, because this guy is a Republican, let me. But no, they voted based on, did you vote for the abortion law or not? If you vote for the abortion law, then I'm not going with it. So until as a people, we are ready to change this narrative that, oh, it shouldn't be about where I come from. Oh, this guy is Igbo, or this guy is Hausa, or this guy. Okay, look at the Hausa, for instance.
Yeah.
They've been in power for so long. But check out highest poverty rate, highest out of school children, is not really helping the matters. So until we ourselves as a people, but the funnest part is, how are we going to preach this thing? Because those in the rural areas seems to be the one electing the president.
They are the ones voting more.
One major part is, I think the National Orientation Agency still needs to do more.
Yeah. that topic
for the
country. Thank you, Tony. Thanks for calling me from America. Appreciate it. Let's go to Facebook. We're streaming live on Facebook, by the way. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. You can also watch me live on YouTube. Drop comments on there. Our website is also there. You should drop a comment and I will come take your comment off of our website, nigeriainfo.fm. On Facebook, Jimmy says, I think EFCC and ICPC should grant PDP and APC their wish by disqualifying and investigating the presidential candidates because a finger has pointed in their direction on corruption. And it says, two people cannot hold this country to ransom because of shady background. That's Jimmy who sent that on Facebook. I'm going to cross over now to one from WhatsApp. Oh, no. Do I have the time for WhatsApp? Okay, yeah. I think I can take one WhatsApp message before we go. So let's take this one here that says, their name is Makandi Nikoyi, who says, APC has long been given the effrontery to come and divert people's attention. Every submission made by Keyamo are all weighty allegations. Tinubu, in the first place, is not in any way qualified to even come from a failed government to contest to do what? That's Makandi questioning that. Makandi, thank you for sharing your thought. Appreciate it. So let me now cross over to Twitter, take one tweet. Joy Forever says, Professor Keyamo said he has been cleared even in the audio you played, but he still wants him to be investigated. Nothing will happen. Keyamo took Tinubu to court before. That's Joy Forever who shed light on that. We're going to take one call. One call, 60 seconds. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning. Good
morning to you. Please turn off your radio.
Yeah, my name is Victoria.
Victoria, turn off your radio.
Okay. Please, EFCC should investigate the two parties.
Okay.
APC and PDP.
Okay.
They will not just come and bring all this kind of thing in the whole to everybody. Because two of them, the APC and PDP, they are corrupt. And they are fair government that be ruling us. Why are they coming out to come and rule us again? Where are they taking us to? So they should investigate them. Let them not leave it. Because I know all these things, they will say all these things. By the end of the day, they will do nothing about it. God Almighty, we see us through in this country.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your thought, though. Appreciate it. We're going to head out. Let's take this short break. Lagos, stay with me, please. Stay with me. We're going to head out. Let's take this break. When we return, I'll take more of your calls. If you're in the diaspora, you can call the Skype ID Nigeria Info FM. That's our Skype ID. I'll be back in a moment. Stay with me, please.
More talk, news, and sports after this.
Info 99.3. It's 8:35. From our studios here, we'll be too welcome if you're just tuning in. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Nice to meet you. If you're watching on Facebook and on YouTube, thank you for joining us on there. And please do drop your comment. Let me know what you think about the call by the PDP, by the APC, PCC, on the EFCC, ICPC, Code of Conduct, to arrest the presidential candidate of the PDP, Atiku Abubakar. Over a couple of offenses that they outlined in their conference yesterday. So feel free to let me know what you think. In case you missed out on what they said, they were talking about some alleged infractions that occurred when Atiku Abubakar was the vice president of the Federal Republic. And Professor Keyamo laid out a few points that he would love for EFCC and the ICPC to intervene. And based on that, he's saying that he's giving these anti-graft agencies 72 hours to take action on some of the areas that he outlined earlier. He's saying that, number one, there are offenses against the code of conduct for public officers. He's also saying that there are offenses of money laundering against the candidate of the PDP, offenses of criminal breach of trust against the PDP candidate, offense of conspiracy against the PDP candidate. These are some of the areas that he highlighted that there are enough evidence to go after the PDP candidate Atiku Abubakar. He said Atiku Abubakar does not enjoy immunity simply because he's a presidential candidate, that there is no reason whatsoever why the EFCC and ICPC can't go after him because he's no more in office. I could go on and tell you about, at least in the past, where presidential, well, former presidents have been put in jail for corrupt practices. Is that, it's happened in South Africa, it's happened in Brazil, it's happened in some other countries as well, all over the world. So it won't be a new thing. So again, I'm saying, is this what you want at this time? We're 38 days away from February 25 presidential election. Is this what you want at this time? Or this is just mere distraction to you, or political parties trying to demarket each other? So while Francis Keamo was saying all of this, the PDP too, they're responding with counter allegation against the presidential candidates of the APC, against the families and members of the family of the presidential candidate of the APC, Bola Tinubu. They are throwing back the same stone at the APC. So it's turned to rough fight. It's turned to mudslinging. That's what you're saying. Huh? Is that what you call politics? Is that your definition of politics? Is it what you expect from your party if you're an APC member or if you're a PDP member? Does this work for you? Basically, that's what I'm saying. What's happening now? Does it work for you? Is that your politics? Or you want them to focus on issues and debate on issues amongst themselves? Trash out. Ah, he said he's going to do power in this. Where does he want to get the money? Argue on issues. Ah, unemployment in the north. How is he able to do this? How is, you know, iron out issues? Because ultimately, they are doing all of this because of your vote. It's because of you. You are that important. So you must have a say in this. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Chair.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Ernest. Just listening to Mr. Festus Keamo, it's just sad that on the same time, he has two mouths. The other day, he came out, said all he said about Tinubu, his Tinubu spokesman today. Today, he's speaking about Atiku. I think both candidates, like you rightly said, they've called themselves criminals, and the rightful authorities should at least go after them. But the truth is, Nigerians have seen that, well, I'll just say that Nigerians will wait for them on that day, and they will see for themselves. Thank you.
Thank you too, Ernest. Thanks for calling me. Good morning to you. We lost that. Let's take another call. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I'd just like to say quickly that there's so much impunity, you know, going on in the land such that if people come out, you can see clearly that something is wrong, but nobody actually does anything.
There's no action
about it. Yes, there's no action. So the day we get to a point in Nigeria where there are consequences for your actions, then it will give you a rethink. I mean, others who are trying to do the same thing, they will have a rethink about the things they want to do before they do it. But we've not had a leader with the political will to address corruption. And that's why Nigeria is where it is today. I mean, it's not like other countries that we keep comparing ourselves to don't have these issues. But I think they found a way to ensure that the judicial system works, independent, and their countries can move forward.
Right.
But Nigeria is always taking 10 steps backward. I remember my late father telling me that, you know, when we were all trying to vote for Buhari then, he encouraged me because he was comparing Buhari's time and all the discipline and all. And I was looking forward as a young child, you know, a young growing lady, to see all those changes that will come. But till today, I can't say for sure that he has addressed the issue of corruption. And so, for me, corruption is at the heart of all of these problems we are having in Nigeria today.
Right.
So, yes, they can all come here and say they will do this, do that, do this. But if you don't have the political will to address the corruption eating every fabric of our society today,
right,
then Nigeria is going nowhere.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. Appreciate that. Now, let's go to Skype. Obinna is joining us on Skype. Good morning to you. Obinna, morning to you. Yes, please.
Yeah, Good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, please.
So I said these two men, the APC man and the PDP man, presidential candidate, they are just distracted. It's not what we need now. Mm. They are entertaining us. Mm. But unfortunately, we shouldn't entertain such an entertainment. Mm. We have so many entertainers in Nigeria. We have Mr. Funny, Josh P. Funny, all of them. This is not what we need now. You know, they have a way of smarting us. And we have to be clever this time. Okay, all this, all these allegations, there's something they say, there is no smoke without fire. Mm. All these things, both of them are alleging against each other. There must be a truth in it.
Mm.
We all, of course, we know most of these things. The other one has, where he has, the Detroit says part of Lagos and has his private house, the station, everything belongs to the state, converted it. Tiku himself has gone through code of conduct and he outsmarted them and he came out. They have a way of coming out clean. Mm. We know, but we are only looking at them. But this drama they are giving to us isn't what we need. And we have, this is why we have to vote. We have to, unfortunately, we don't do diaspora voting. And the way the anger in most of us out here, I'm telling you, Sheriff, you need to see the anger, but we can't vote. That's why those people at home, you have to be clever. Don't vote people because they are from my tribe, or they are because it's my turn.
Right.
No, let's choose wisely.
Right.
Let's choose wisely. Let's not be deceived. If not, if we get this wrong this time, it's still going to take us because, and see, these people, if they have a way, either of them, I'm sorry to, either of them, if they get that position, they have a way of making it longer for themselves. And before we get it right again, just take another time. You can imagine how old you are now. You wait for another 8 years. How will Nigeria be by then?
That's how important the election is. Obinna, thank you so much for calling me. Appreciate your time. Okay, appreciate it. That's how don't ever take election for granted. Like it's 4 years of your life. Like it's four. Do you know how long 1 year is? When you now get stuck with the government for 4 years, and most likely 8 years. Okay. Good morning to you. Let's take another one quickly. Good morning.
Hello, Sharif. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Mama, I'm speaking from Ikoyi.
Welcome. Welcome.
Sharif, it's God of the poor people that is working now. I'm telling you, this God confusion, this a pot calling a kettle and a kettle calling a pot, two of them, they should go and rest and leave Nigeria alone. Two of them should be disqualified. Let them go and rest. Leave us alone.
Okay.
They've eaten, they are satisfied, let them go. Because we cannot say because of them, they will hold us, they tie us bound, we are following them. No. Sheriff, I beg, let them go. Thank you,
Sheriff. Thank you, Mama T. Thanks for calling me. So, I'm going to go to YouTube. Yummy Abraham on YouTube says, kettle calling pot black. Victor says the APC timing of the allegation against Atiku is very suspect. It was aimed at distracting people's attention from Obi's Chatham House performance and minimize its impact on voters. That's Victor Edwajo who put that here. Adebisi is also on YouTube live stream. Adebisi says, is responding to Victor and he says that is very possible. They could preempt Obi's performance, might demarket their candidates and the more. As ABC responding to Victor's comment on our live stream on YouTube. Thank you. Let's go to our live stream on Facebook and take one or two comments on there before we move back to the telephone. Okay. Samuel says they are waiting for the politicians at the polls. Samuel, thank you. Arinze is also here on our Facebook live stream. Arinze says he's from Akowajo. The two candidates should be investigated. PD, APC, they are the same people. I remember when PDP was in power, a lot of APC members now were part of them. It's time you take this country seriously by voting for the right people in office. That's Arinze who sent that on Facebook. Smith Sally on Facebook says, my take on this APC and its spokesperson, Festus Keamo, demanding for PDP presidential candidate Atiku's arrest is... What I want to say is that Atiku, if arrested once, APC presidential candidate Tinubu must be arrested 1 million times. Is it not the same Tinubu that controlled two bullion vans to his house prior to the 2009 elections? The two of them are thieves. God is fighting for the poor people, hence the allegations they are coming up accusing each other of corruption. That's from Smith Sally on our live stream on Facebook. You can join the live stream on Facebook and on YouTube. Let me know what you think about this conversation this morning. 8:47. Good morning to you.
Hello, Sheriff. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, Obi speaking from Osborne.
Let's talk.
Yes, please. I think when it comes to issues of character and integrity, those are very critical things. Because even Warren Buffett once said that look for three things in a person.
Mm.
Look for intelligence, look for energy, and look for integrity.
Mm.
If you don't have the last one, then forget about the other two. So integrity and character are very important. Mm. Thank you.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you, my friend, for calling me. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, Sheriff. Alex here.
Alex, welcome.
Yeah, this is Sheriff, there's nothing that...
Alex? Alex? No, you can't. Okay, Alex, you know what? Call me back, okay? Please do call me back. Good morning to you.
Alex, don't go.
Yeah.
Alex, go back. Oh. Alex,
please do, yeah?
I want to talk about this Festus.
Mm.
Sheriff, you remember Festus is supposed to be, you know, be giving 30,000 naira to unskilled laborers in the 774 local government. Has he done that? The last time we heard of him was at the brouhaha he had with the National Assembly people. You remember?
Mm.
And that was the end.
Mm.
What happened to the money? And even the commanders in this my community, how many people are writing that they said Kayamo's scheme has affected? A lot of boys are rolling all over the place.
Mm.
And he's talking about corruption. Who is more corrupt between APC and PDP? They're talking about somebody's voice. You remember that guy that used to do MC, a comedian in the north, that talks like exactly like Buhari, and he looks like as if Buhari is his father. Somebody can use him to, you know, to run a audio call and say it's so person. Take him to court. Before you attack Atiku, you attack Tinubu 1 million times and open Pandora box on him. Good morning.
Madam Ify, thank you for calling me. 8:50 is the time. Let's take two more calls, then we'll head to WhatsApp and Twitter. Good morning to you.
Yeah, Jerry, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Happy New Year.
You too.
My name is Peter.
Welcome, welcome.
So, Jerry, a vulture is not a stranger in the forest, no matter how dark. Festus Keamo he just tried to demarcate Kwalame to them, his candidates. We know what they know. And if we come out now and said, Atiku is this and that. And what really concerns me now is for you to go and mention Obasanjo. What's the meaning of that insult? What concerns Obasanjo with this election? Is he a candidate? I know he came to Lagos to hustle, but not the way he hustled it. Not the way he hustled it. The same Festus Keamo that took Bwalame Tinubu to court in account of falsification of a certificate.
Mm.
And we all know what happened at the end. We all know what happened. So, my brother, all of them now one.
Thank you for calling me. So let me take some messages here before we go, because I had wanted to take another call now, but time is fast spent. The time is so short. Yeah, it's very, very short. Olubi Samuel from Ogun State says, so APC will refuse to address press conference on Tinubu's drug case. He's talking about Atiku corrupt practices. They play, oh, they play. As Olubi Samuel, who sent that on WhatsApp. Let's take another one quickly now. Olushaga from Ikorodu says, APC accused PDP of corruptions. It's like a pot calling kettle black. The difference between them is the same. I think both of them should stop all this blame game and give us issue-based campaign. That's Olushaga who sent that on WhatsApp. Let's take two more from WhatsApp. Sonny Kalala says, These accusations against Atiku by APC were not committed last week. Why did they have to wait until now? After all, they have been in government for 7 years. So I think I've answered this earlier, okay? So let's just move on. Let's see who is here. Yemi is in Lekki, and Yemi says, please refrain from bogging Nigerians with Keyamo's fake narratives. It's totally offensive and insulting to Nigerians. Yemi, thank you for your thoughts. Now I appreciate it. So I'm gonna go to Twitter now to go take some thoughts that I've dropped on Twitter. Let me look for the one at the top so we can go from there. Fatai is in the motion. Fatai says PDP candidate Atiku Abubakar should be investigated on these issues, and let's see what comes out of it. And your doubt, Fatai on Twitter sent that. Omar Sylvester says Omar is talking about another thing entirely, so we're gonna move on from Omar's own. Imafidon Joseph on Twitter says Atiku and Tinubu should focus on governance rather than washing their dirty leanings in public. Imafidon, thank you for sharing this. Let's take two more from Twitter, then we call it a morning. Peacemaker says this is a distraction from APC that has been hiding their principle from public scrutiny. Let them come tell us these things in a public debate situation. Nobody should arrest anyone. We need to move forward. Peacemaker from Akonwojo on Twitter sent that in. Let's take our last thoughts on Twitter right away. I'm seeing some other tweets, but let me jump on this one here. What's your name now? You didn't put your name there, but let me just read your tweet. He said he's proud of his candidate, Oba of Ariwa, because I asked whether you're okay with your candidate. He said he's proud of his candidate. So thank you. Lagos, we have to leave it here. But not to worry. We have other shows that would most likely treat this issue. It's one of the biggest stories right now in Nigeria and would sustain that conversation for some time. Okay. You can keep listening to Nigeria Info. Daily Digest is next at 9, followed by What's Up Lagos. And then we have Sunnyside at 12:15, followed by Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili at 3. I'm Sheriff Quadri. I'm back on the radio tomorrow at 5. Thank you all for making my money an amazing one. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.